It's time for another edition of Buy or Sell with BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisberg. Lots of opinions out there, John, of course, about the Ravens. You know, positive, negative, all kinds of moves. Recently in the offseason, some big signings, adding Elvis Dumervil, of course, key departures of guys like Ed Reed, and that's what we'll go ahead and start this week. A big story out, it came out of a Baltimore columnist who said that the Ravens, specifically head coach John Harbaugh, would rather have a root canal than bring back Ed Reed this offseason. Are you buying or selling that?
Well, that's an extreme position, and I think I have to sell the notion that he would rather have had root canal than bring back Ed Reed. I think the situation is a lot more nuanced than that. I think that the Ravens set a price for bringing Ed Reed back. If no other team, if Houston had not come in and exceeded it, I think there's a chance Reed could have been back. I mean, if you tell the Ravens, you're going to bring Ed Reed back, they're like, well, okay. But the fact is, Houston far exceeded it. And, you know, given what they felt like Reed could bring to the table at his age, I think they were okay with letting him go. I think that's what happened. They were okay with it. No problem. I'm talking about Harbaugh. I'm talking about everybody. But so to say that, you know, root canal, I think that's going a little far.
Harbaugh, Ozzie Newsome, you know, the Ravens brass, leading up to the point where Ed Reed left, talked on numerous occasions that they would like the idea of him coming back and potentially having some role in the organization. Do you think of this as a similar situation as when Ray Lewis kind of went out and tested the market, and this time, you know, the player found a buyer, so to speak?
Yeah, I think so. Player found a buyer. And, of course, when you let someone test the market, I mean, that in itself is a statement. You're saying we're willing to let him go. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, actions speak louder than words in some respects. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're willing to let the guy go if you want him to test the market. Ray didn't find a buyer. Ed did. So, you know, that's the way it worked out. And, you know, I do think the Ravens are okay with it moving forward.
All right, the next opinion, this one's from NFL.com, and they say that the Ravens locker room with guys like Ed Reed and Ray Lewis gone, that the Ravens locker room is now leadership deficient. Are you buying that or selling it?
That, you know, that's interesting. It's sort of deficient in the old leaders of the team. I think there's a lot of new leaders, so I think I'm selling that. Both sides of the ball. Joe Flacco, under the radar, I don't think even a lot of fans are aware of this, is becoming a pretty significant leader on this team. Ray Rice is a big leader, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs, Jameel McClain, under the radar, another one, a big leader. These guys are ready to step up. Mm-hmm. They're ready to step up. So, you know, I think, yes, a lot of the old guys are gone, but there's a whole new crop ready. So leadership deficient? No.
Yeah. All right, the third opinion, this one's from the Baltimore Sun, and they say that the Ravens are once again in a position to contend. Probably talk about adding some of those guys like the Dumervilles and the Marcus Spears and the Chris Canties. Do you think they're in a position to contend this year?
I do. I'm buying that. It's been an interesting offseason. It's not over.
Yeah. And that's one thing we've learned so far.
Yeah, it's going to keep going. Certainly the defensive additions, the new crop, it's solid. It's a solid group. It's an interesting group. As I've said before, I think the defense has a chance to be better next year. That's why the defense was turned over. There were things that the coaches and the organization didn't like last year, despite winning the Super Bowl. Right. So I think you might see a more consistent defense. And I think the offense is already good. The offense won the Super Bowl, you know, basically carried the team to the Super Bowl. So that's a pretty strong team. A lot of teams would love to be in that position.
Like you said, no matter what you do, no matter how far you go, teams are always trying to tweak and get a little bit better. You know, moving forward to the next season. So, all right, John, that's all the time we have today, but keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.